Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Let's talk about colours. How many samples do you make and how many different colours do you use? So whether you are selling what you make or you have a crochet pattern, having the item made up in different colours, it helps with your promotion. There is no other reason to do it. You only need one of something in order to be able to sell it. To be able to take your pictures and get the close-ups, get it in context, get all the information that the customer needs. To show what other colours you can offer if you're selling what you make, or what it would look like made up in different colours for the crochet pattern, doing that is extra. When it comes to selling what you make, you can show the different colours you have on offer by creating like a picture of swatches. So like when you're buying your yarn on a website, you'll get, you know, those square pictures of the different colours of yarn. You can use that kind of a thing to show what different colours you offer. You don't have to have your item made up in several different colours. However, having the item made in several different colours, it gives you more pictures to promote, gives you more marketing material, and it kind of gives your customers confidence of what it's actually going to look like made up. Is it going to create enough new sales to justify time and effort and cost of that yarn? To make those up in advance? Well, only you can answer that. And it's going to depend on how much time and how much cost there is involved. So if it's something small, so when I was selling my crochet, one of the things I sold was soap savers. So little bags that you put your soap in and you can use them with the soap inside and then hang them up to dry. And for those, I made up about 10 different colours. But I did that because, one, it was something that was really quick and easy to make up. It took me about an hour to make each one. Less, probably. And two, I had the yarn anyway. Each one took less than one ball of yarn to make. I could get two out of every ball. So I had the yarn anyway. It wasn't going to take me long, and it meant I got loads of pictures to promote. But if it was something, say, a sweater that took hours and hours and hours to make, I wouldn't be making that up. It would take too much time and too much yarn. And to buy that much yarn in advance when you do not know if anyone is going to order that colour, you've got an expense up front. You've got an awful lot of time up front. And it might not just not be worth it because you've got no guarantee anyone is going to order that colour. It's an awful lot of time with no guarantees. So what you can do is just take pictures of the yarn that's available. You can either have those colour swatch pictures, or you can just arrange the yarn in like a circle. So you can see all the different colours together and then they can pick one. So there are various ways to do it. Now, if you are selling a crochet pattern, the easy way around this is to get permission from your testers to use their pictures for promotion. So when they test, they will have a vinyl version, which will be probably most likely in a different colour of yarn to yours. And by using their photos, you get more colourways to promote the pattern. So it's far easier to solve this problem when you're selling crochet patterns, it does mean those pictures will not be in your kind of branded way of posing your crochet, but you still get the promotional pictures. And of course, you just tell them that your tester, name of Anne, Rachel, made this for you, and this is their picture. But the only reason to have these different colours made up is for marketing your crochet. You don't need them. They're nice to have. And yes, it can help drive sales a bit, and it gives you more pictures to promote, which, you know, the more pictures you have, the less spammy and salesy you feel, and it's easier to keep up the promotion and keep up that marketing for as long as possible. But that's all you need it for. There is no other reason to do it. Can it help drive sales? It can be a factor, but a small one. Now, if you're selling what you make, what you can do is when someone does order in a different colour, before you post it out, take pictures. And so you'll get the pictures as you go. So if you've only made up the yellow version, if someone orders the blue, take the pictures before it's sent out. Now, if you usually take pictures of it being worn, I wouldn't take those because that can give the customer the ick if they see them and realise it's their jumper. Or sweater, I should say. Jumper and sweater are the same thing. But you can take a whole other pictures that you can use in your marketing. You can show it hung up. You can show it draped over a chair. You can show it laid out flat on a table. And then you add those photos to your listing and to your marketing as you go. So you can collect the different colourway pictures over time. You don't need them all from day one of promoting this item. You can add pictures weeks, even months later. It is not, right, we're going to start promoting now. No other pictures can ever be taken or added to our listing. It's not like that at all. So you can just add the colourway pictures as and when you get the orders in. So you don't need to overthink this. You don't need to worry about not having different colours made up costing you sales. It won't. As long as you let people know what colours they can choose from, whether that be showing pictures of the balls of yarn or having those colour swatch squares, as long as you have some way to visually show what colours are available, you're going to be just fine. The one that you do make up, get as many pictures as you can of that. Close-ups, zoomed out, posed in context, flat lay, being worn, being used. Just all the photos. Because the more photos you have, the easier it is to promote and the more likely you are to keep up the promotion and get those sales in the first place. All the different colours, you don't need to worry about. You do not need if have every colour made up. If you have 10 different colour options, you absolutely do not need to have every single one of them made. You absolutely don't. And I know this is something people worry about. I mean, it's something I worried about. I thought if I didn't have something made up in that colour, no one would ever choose it. But that's us overthinking everything. It's the anxiety kicking in. You know, we get worried about not doing enough to get those sales. Something that will prevent us getting sales. We overthink everything. We get overly anxious and we blame these small, quite frankly, not very important things for not getting the sales that we need. And in reality, it's not these things. These are the easy things. It's the harder things. Now, making, sitting there and crocheting more items in different colours is an easy thing to do. Yes, it's going to cost us in terms of buying the yarn. Yes, it's going to cost us in terms of the time taken. But it's easy to justify it in our minds when we are struggling to get sales and we're looking for an easy fix. Having all these different colourways made up is not an easy fix. It's not a fix at all. If you are struggling to sell your crochet, not having 10 different colours made up of that item is not the reason you're not selling. It's your promotion. And if you're spending hours and hours and hours on these colourways instead of getting your crochet visible, either through SEO, either through your website, either through your social media, Pinterest, YouTube, all these options you have available, if you're not utilising a couple of them at the very minimum, that's why you're not selling, not the colours. You only need one item made up. You need to take all the photos, and those photos need to look good. If you are struggling with your photos and how to take them with your smartphone, because you do not need a professional, you can do these yourself, then check out my ebook, Taking Crochet Photos That Sell, and it will show you how you can set up your pictures, taking them, editing them, so that it look fabulous and professional looking so that you can make those sales. Your photos are everything when you are selling online. They have to catch the eye, they have to look good, they have to represent, you know, a reliable looking business. Someone doesn't want to feel that they're just buying from someone who just thrown something together. They want to feel that they're getting a quality item made well from a professional, and your photos are the gateway to doing that. But it's not about all the different colours you have to offer. It's about how good you make your crochet look in those photos. You only need one colour. And then just have the swatches or pictures of the yarn so that people know what other colours they can pick. And that's as simple as that. If you are not selling, it's got nothing to do with your colour options and everything to do with how you are selling it. How you are showing up, how your pictures look, how you speak, how people are finding you. One colour is all you need, and the rest is more time consuming to fix, but you know, your colours is not the reason you're not selling. So if you have any questions, please do go over to the Facebook page and pop them under the post for this week's podcast, and I will be there to answer them. Over in Hooked on Success, my membership, we have exclusive podcast episodes for members only. We're going to be talking about keeping your yarn organised, how you go about choosing what to buy, keeping track of the whole system, and tips to do everything yarn related. So if you want to come and listen to that, you can join us by going to crochetbusinessschool.com/success and get access to that episode now, as well as the entire back catalogue, including all our challenges, which will help you boost an area of your business and get things in your crochet business skyrocketing. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes, and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way, and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Put the experience of a crochet business coach with years of experience in your pocket. With over 10 years in the industry, I help clients like you make more money and reclaim your time. The WIP Club is a private Voxer chat designed to help you get all your burning business questions answered when you need them most. Put the power of an affordable coach in your pocket now at crochetbusinessschool.com/the WIP Club.